It's Helping Hand on All Things Considered, Fridays, and then is archived at hawaiipublicradio.org. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, we are learning about the second annual Winos for Rhinos from local nonprofit Wild Aloha Foundation. Next week on Thursday, September 26th, 5:30 p.m. at the Pig and the Lady in Honolulu, designed to bring awareness and funds to a crisis like few others, the plight of one of the world's most vulnerable residents, bar none, the rhinoceros, literally in the fight for its very existence. The situation entirely connected to our Asia-Pacific neighborhood. That's where consumers in a handful of countries in Asia buy rhino horn, a substance made of the same thing as your hair and fingernails, keratin, which has zero medicinal properties according to scientists, and has led to a wave of agonizing killings that are wiping rhinos off of the earth. This year, the local fundraiser will support anti-poaching efforts in South Africa, ground zero for the killing and the largest population of rhinos. To learn more, we're joined by local attorney Miley Miller, president and co-founder of local nonprofit Wild Aloha Foundation. Welcome back to Helping Hand.
Thanks so much for having me back.
First, explain the existential nature, I guess you could call it, of the threat that rhinos around the world face, and in particular, how much this killing has increased in direct conjunction with the rise of the middle classes of China and Vietnam.
Yes, so basically in 2007, South Africa is a perfect example, 13 rhinos were poached. By 2015, that number was about 1,200. Just a huge jump. The last year that we have statistics for is 2018. So in South Africa, about 769 rhinos were poached. It almost looks like the numbers have been going down. But unfortunately, when you look at the bigger picture, there's currently 20,000 rhinos approximately in South Africa. And in the past decade, 8,000 have been killed. Essentially, a third of the population has been killed in the past decade. So numbers are going down in terms of poaching. However, it's not clear if it's necessarily anti-poaching efforts that are making the numbers go down or just the fact that the species is starting to dwindle.
And that's a very real possibility with all that killing that's been going on. And to clarify, while the numbers in South Africa for the year have dropped below 1,000 rhinos killed over the entire continent of Africa, there are still over 1,000 rhinos killed each year.
Correct.
There are a lot of people who don't understand that rhino horn is basically made of the same thing as your hair or fingernails, keratin. And that rhino horn is not harvested from an animal in the same way as you might get a haircut or you might clip your nails. It involves a savage, often agonizing and sometimes protracted killing to be acquired.
Yes. So one, the consumers generally demand that it is a rhino that has been poached. They don't want a farmed horn. They actually want proof that the rhino has been killed. They will want either pictures or physical evidence of the death of the rhino. Unfortunately for the rhino, this basically means that a rhino is shot, immobilized, not necessarily killed, just immobilized, and then their horn is either hacked off with a chainsaw or a machete, essentially.
Leaving the rhino to bleed out and die an absolutely horrible, painful death that can go on for days or weeks, depending on the situation. And often a mother rhino is killed while her baby is right by her side, sometimes nursing, leaving these babies severely traumatized.
Last year, our organization gave money to Care for Wild, which is the largest rhino sanctuary in the world for orphaned rhinos. The Council of Contributors is actually the partner organization that we're working with for this event, and they have three main areas of rhino conservation. It's the orphanages, it's the anti-poaching units, and then it's awareness. With Council of Contributors for this event, we're specifically raising money for the Limpopo Rhino Conservation, the group of individual landowners. And because they're individual landowners, they don't actually have as much support. These are basically just individual homeowners who have rhinos on their lands, and they've banded together to protect these animals. They go to their day jobs, they come home, they go and they do a patrol at night. If in the middle of the night, one of the fences is tripped, these individuals are going out with their families to face off against poachers. So it's very important to not give too many details about where they're located,
sure,
because poachers use all this information. So part of what we're able to do at this event is we're going to have some video from all of these owners that we're going to play and some great pictures that I can't necessarily show on our social media pages because it is of utmost importance that their locations stay protected.
And not only on geographically where they are, but on rhinos that don't have the intense security that you're fundraising to provide.
These people are spending so much money trying to protect these rhinos, and they're not getting anything for it. This isn't their business. This right. isn't their livelihood. They're facing off against poachers in the middle of the night to try to protect these animals. I mean, it's just insane.
In particular, this is going to be anti-poaching of their missions, right?
Yeah, this is anti-poaching. So Council of Contributors, we're actually teaming up with them. So I think both Council of Contributors and Wild Aloha Foundation are going to give money to the Limpopo Rhino Security Group.
What Wild Aloha Foundation does is they pick a benefactor that's there on the front lines, they raise the money, and the money goes to them.
Exactly.
This organization, from looking at their website, it looks like there's almost no administration cost. The money is going right into the field to buy the armament, the weapons, the fencing, and to pay for the human, as you said, I mean, the human security details is what it comes down to. You don't just buy assault rifles. Somebody has to be trained and carry that and be out 24 hours a day with eyes on the animal.
And realistically, with these individual owners, they just don't have the resources to necessarily have those many rangers. They have some and they can pay for some, but I think a lot of where the money we're raising is going to go to is to help pay for helicopter surveillance
right.
on a regular basis, keeping track of where the rhinos are, where there seems to be problems with the fencing.
So on that note of the financing, give details on the event. Talk about how it works for those supporting your efforts.
Tickets are $100. Wild Aloha Foundation is still just a couple of us. It's a few friends who have banded together. We all have day jobs. We don't take any salaries. We pay the fees for the website. We pay the fees for the event. And then everything else, it's going to the rhinos, Limpopo Rhino Conservation. And if you can't make the event, I would say sign on and contribute directly to either them or Council of Contributors. They're all great organizations. You can obviously donate to us. We're 501c3. We're nonprofit. You can get your tax deduct. But all of the money is going to these animals. It is a labor of love, to say the least.
And at your website, people can make that direct donation. They could both buy the tickets, but they could also go to the wildalohafoundation.org website and make a direct donation to these groups.
Absolutely. We're always looking for donations. Obviously, that always helps. If somebody wants to help sponsor the event and help us with the cost that we need to cover for overhead, that's always a huge help. We're going to have silent auction items. If you have anything to donate, any gift card, any hat, any shirt, any art piece, anything and everything.
That's a big way that they can support you then, correct? So anybody listening throughout the state that has a business or has products of some kind and they say, hey, people, we sell this product, people buy it from us, how about we donate some of them to this organization? That's a great way, you're saying, to help.
Absolutely. And that's also tax deductible. I can give you a letter and you can save it for tax time. All of that is so helpful.
For people who have an interest in social media, that's another way people could support this cause. People who are willing to follow what you guys do on social media and then repost the stuff and follow other nonprofits who are supporting these animals, rhino conservation, rhino anti-poaching, and just to spread the word about the crisis, because as Peter Knights from Wild Aid told us, there are a lot of people who care. They often just don't know the facts. And once they realize, wow, I can help just by spreading the word about this, that performs a huge service.
Absolutely. Reposting is wonderful. But even if you just come and like our Facebook and Instagram pages and like the things that we post, the way that the algorithms work, our posts will show up on random people's news feeds more often. Even just liking and following us has a huge impact on the amount of people that we ultimately can reach.
Miley's a full-time attorney by day, but then she does this in addition to that. If there are others who wanted to volunteer and join Wild Aloha Foundation and help your effort, you'd be welcoming that, I'm assuming.
Absolutely. All help is welcome.
It's wildalohafoundation.org. info@wildalohafoundation.org. There's also a contact form online at their website. They are also on Instagram and Facebook, where you can reach them too. Full interview, the radio feature, and all of our previous Helping Hand guests online at hawaiipublicradio.org. A thrill to have you back on, but it's not a thrill because of what we were talking about. And we're hoping that eventually you won't need to come on and talk about something like this.
That would be great. But of course, I always love to be here. I love talking to you. I know that you care about these issues as much as I do. But yeah, ultimately, the goal is to not even have a need for this organization.
But it's coming up next week on Thursday. So this coming Thursday, September 26, 5:30 p.m., The Pig and the Lady in Honolulu, local nonprofit Wild Aloha Foundation hosting their second annual Winos for Rhinos event and supporting one of the most vulnerable animals on earth, the rhinoceros. On behalf of all the rhinos whose case you are making because they cannot get on the radio and ask for help themselves, thanks for doing what you're doing, Miley.
Thank you.